Republicans started off the day with their traditional fundraising breakfast downtown, since they can't raise money for their campaigns once the legislature convenes. GOP State Chairman Jeff Kaufman rallied the troops.
We are Republicans, and we have the majority in the House, the majority in the Senate, and a Republican governor.
Kaufman praised lawmakers for what many are calling last year's historic session, which included rolling back collective bargaining for public employees, nullifying local minimum wage increases, limiting medical malpractice lawsuits, expanding gun rights, and defunding Planned Parenthood.
So here we are today, ready to write Chapter 2.
And that's Senate Majority Leader Bill Dix addressing the Iowa Senate. At the top of the list for Chapter 2, in his words, putting more of Iowans' hard-earned dollars back in their pockets. To back up the Republican call for tax cuts, Senate President Ankeny Republican Jack Whitfer referred back to the 60s and Democratic President JFK.
He said, "It is a paradoxical truth that tax rates are too high and tax revenues are too low, and the soundest way to raise the revenues in the long run is to cut the rates now."
That claim sent Democrat Pam Yoakum, the top Democratic tax writer in the Senate, straight to the internet.
Well, his invoking of JFK certainly raised my interest and immediately did some checking.
Yoakum found that, yes, JFK recommended cutting income tax rates, but back then the top individual rate was 91%. And the top corporate rate, 52%, far higher than current federal tax rates. Des Moines Democrat Janet Peterson made her debut speech on the Senate floor as the new minority leader. She said majority Republicans did a lot of bad things to good Iowans last year.
Iowans want us to focus on issues that matter to their everyday lives and ditch the extreme policy agenda items that give our state a bad reputation.
Peterson criticized Republicans for leaving critical stakeholders out of their discussions on improving water quality, a top priority for both parties this year. Another top GOP goal this year is boosting Iowa's skilled workforce. Top House Democrat Mark Smith said that won't happen as long as Republicans continue to cut funding for higher education. As the session gets underway, Governor Reynolds and lawmakers of both parties continue to hear from patients and providers unhappy with Iowa's new privately managed Medicaid program, and some say they expect to see improvements before the session ends. Reynolds answered a recent report that savings from the new system has come to about $47 million, about 80% less than what backers had promised.
Well, first of all, I think it's important that we put it in context. So we're talking about significant savings. So we're still talking about savings.
Also, as the session gets underway, the issue of sexual harassment looms in the background. Senator Peterson had harsh words for Senate Republicans who were the target of a nearly $2 million sexual harassment settlement.
The internal investigation that was conducted following the verdict revealed that many staffers are still afraid to report harassment at the Capitol, and that is simply unacceptable.
Peterson said the Iowa Senate can no longer be a sanctuary for predatory behavior. The Senate awaits recommendations on sexual harassment from former Republican State Senator Mary Kramer, and Republicans report they have hired a new Director of Human Resources to hear sexual harassment complaints. First day on the job for the new hire will be January 22nd. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.